This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About 6 months ago, we have a video clip. I just put the article up on screen for TV viewers in the last segment. Lynch said we're going to criminalize criticizing Islam. She tells the press, don't call it radical Islam. They don't even mention Islam now in all these terror attacks. You got a gun from Fast and Furious at the Paris shooting. That's foreign mainstream news. Not even the press here. It was our whistleblowers told us they're shipping guns from Mexico to ISIS. These are organized criminals. And Larry Nichols is our guest. The consummate Clinton insider, been blowing the whistle on him for two decades. Larry, what does it signify that on the tarmac, she meets him, they meet for 30 minutes at least, the FBI and Secret Service tell ABC News and others, turn your cameras off. They've testified to that now. This is clearly premeditated evil. It isn't an accident, chance meeting. Why would they be so incredibly arrogant? I mean, is there a method to the madness rubbing our noses in it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Alex, I used to say right on your program years ago, if you'll recall, I used to say the good news is they're lying to us. When they stop lying, then we're gone. All right, they're not lying anymore. They're doing stuff right in front of us. And what she's doing, what this meeting signifies, and don't believe they didn't know it, because I'm telling you, Lynch and Clinton both knew the reality of them meeting. You know, they're not the professionals. They know. This is to get everybody discouraged. This is to break the spirit of all of us that are out here trying to fight and get our country back. This is designed to break our spirit.
Otherwise, well, I don't think it's done that. I don't think it's done that. I think it's energized everybody. But, I mean, her going on the Aspen Institute, have you seen the clip? It just happened an hour ago. We played it. She says, I'm going to decide. She goes, recusing myself, no, but I'm not involved, but I decide whether we prosecute. Yeah.
Clinton doublespeak. Listen, here's what they're doing. She's not going to be indicted. It's over. It's over. She's not going to be indicted.
So that's the decision. They're rubbing our noses in it, squatting in our face, letting us know.
And if anyone, what that meeting was about for those career prosecutors, she's not going to be indicted. But there's going to be all kind of searching and talking to these prosecutors that have worked on the case. And if any one of them dare to open their mouth and to say that they were coerced into backing off an indictment, she now has something to hand them. Two of the federal prosecutors working on this case. One of them is a pedophile. One of them has a male lover, and he's a male. Now, that being a queer don't mean much anymore. But
and of course, this is done on purpose. On purpose, they have people put in that are compromised to do the investigation to blow it later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they're going to make a point to prove. Now, remember, Alec, she's not going to be indicted. And there's going to be hell raised when she's not, especially after this meeting. You know that. That's why he had to tell her, get your pen sharpened, ready to indict people for hate speech. We won't have to indict a lot, but they'll have to indict enough to get everybody.
Sure, and could he pull another OKC to blame the Liberty Movement like last time he was hanging on by his fingernails?
Yes. Now, I'm telling you, that's what went down. It was one of those three, or all of those three. Probably all. But I guarantee you.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, folks are mad. Folks are mad. And I think their old playbook of 20 years ago isn't going to work as well, Larry.
Alex, I pray that you're right. That as of yet, I have not seen it. Now, I will tell you this, and your audience needs to write this down, please. 40-40-20. It's the rule of law in life, in politics especially. 40% are going to love Hillary, 40% are going to hate her. You can give gold bricks to the ones that hate her. They're still going to hate her. 40-40-20. 20% they call undecided. I call them don't care. If you're undecided, that means you're studying it and trying to figure it out. that 20% don't care. They're playing ball. They're at the bar or whatever. Now, when you see these polls, Alex, showing Hillary up 6 or 7 points or yes. 8 or 12,
they're bull.
That's to get Trump.
Sure, Feather.
That's
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tell you, this is such an incredible news day just to witness all the things that are happening around us in our world. We have the sitting attorney general, who is a complete political operative of the Clintons, Loretta Lynch, meeting on the tarmac days ago secretly with Bill Clinton. They ordered, the FBI ordered, this is ABC News reporters have gone public. And others. We played the clip last hour. We'll play it again this hour. And said we were told to turn our cameras off and to basically not talk about it. And see, they pre-vet the questions now at these press conferences. So if you don't go along with the pre-vetting and you ever basically ask a real question, you get kicked out of the so-called press corps. So they're so arrogant that they would meet. And it took days for this to even come out. And then she went and spoke today at the Aspen Institute. We played this clip last hour. We're going to play it for Dan Bongino former senior Secret Service agent who's quit because things were so corrupt and has valiantly been exposing what's happened. Not only in front of the press corps, there were reportedly more than 50 different people there. They were so confident, they said, you don't talk about this, turn your cameras off. They march on when the press was there to try to talk to her about the Hillary investigation, arrogantly in front of her, engaging in serious criminal activity. Don't just recuse yourself. I mean, she's the person sitting over all this, and then she tells the Aspen Institute today, oh, I don't need to recuse myself because I'm not involved. I'm going to take his recommendation, but I'm going to have it reviewed by senior career Justice Department people under me and myself. She said, and the FBI director can look at it too, but I'll make the determination. We will make the determination. Unbelievable. That means all the president's got to do is put his attorney general in, or she can, and they're invincible. Well, Nixon tried that, and you saw what happened, and his crimes were tiny. I think he should have been impeached, because you can't set the precedent to let them do this, or they grow into these monstrous crimes. But this is the most naked, above-the-law, arrogant hubris I have ever seen, and even leftist pundits and people are freaking out. I mean, I think they've gone too far. I had Larry Nichols, who was the big Clinton insider, and he helped train Bill Clinton. And he said, look, I guarantee you he was on that plane saying, you'll be protected, you'll be kept in office, you'll be given a lot of great business deals, and here's a sheet of paper with the dirt on these prosecutors. And he listed two of the investigators, two of the people that are being part of the investigation, and Nichols been pretty accurate in the past with his sources. He says that they're blackmailing him. Well, of course, that's what the Clintons do. These are horrible people. We had a former senior Secret Service agent on yesterday, Mr. Byrne, who said, quote, Hillary wants to establish a socialist dictatorship. She's scary. She's mean. I wouldn't go public and risk my life if they weren't so dangerous. That interview's up on Infowars.com. Mr. Bongino left and just ran for office and wrote a book exposing that America's in trouble. And he got harassed. So these are very serious thugs. I was told in 1998, you will stop talking about the Clintons, you're going to be fired, on my local radio station. And then I later learned the Clintons had gotten involved and had literally put pressure on the communications company. And then when I didn't shut up, I got fired. And then the harassment intensified. And I had an unlisted number. These people would call up and say, listen, you want something else to happen? Stop it. And that's how arrogant they were back then. They were even worried about little regional talk show hosts. And the Clinton Foundation documents that have come out from lawsuits that WorldNet Daily did showed, even back in 1991, 92, 93, when they were governors. And then when they got into office, they were worried about the press and controlling press. And remember the out in California, the laugh stop, one of the biggest laugh places? Hillary's people saw a guy making fun of her on YouTube from there. They called and threatened them and said, we can shut you down. Remember that last year? I mean, this is a very vindictive, crazy lady, because what about the Streisand effect? You know, when you criticize stuff on the Internet or a news report, especially when you're guilty, it only gives it more attention. Goes back to Shakespeare. Methinks you protest too much. Now, I'm not the criminologist like former senior New York cop and detective and then top Secret Service agent, used to run the foreign details and just said, things are so bad, I have to leave. Now, he joins us at the bottom of the hour, Dan Bongino, just so much to cover. A lot of stations just joined us, so I gave people some more background, Bongino.com. I really appreciate him joining us today. Dan, I know you saw a lot of stuff you can't talk about that you told me, quote, was worse than I was saying. But I know you got calls claiming that you gave me info. You gave me nothing. It was all live on air. So I guess you got threatened some more. But, I mean, is this what you're talking about? Because this is just so, this is so the Godfather, but out in the open. You know, the Godfather meets James Bond villains meeting on a tarmac and telling the FBI to keep everybody quiet. I mean, this is just over the top. Dan, what's going on?
And Alex, you know what they do? They rely on diminishing voices outside of the mainstream media apparatus, you know, like you and, you know, I do a podcast as well. They rely on diminishing those voices to make you believe that we're all the crazy ones, right? So let's just like walk through. Like, we have the IRS, which is already publicly acknowledged that they were targeting conservatives. We have the Secretary of State, the Democratic presumptive nominee for president, basically trading national security secrets with foreign government across an unsecured server. By the way, she knew, I said this the last time I was on your show, that her team, I should say, knew the server was hacked and did nothing about it. You know, we have a country right now where the attorney general goes on a plane and meets with the husband of a potential, you know, a federal criminal. And then, you know, no big deal to the White House. I mean, the list, Alex, goes on and on and on. And what do? They go after other voices that are kind of calling truth to this and say, oh, look at them. They must all be tinfoil cap guys. They're all crazy, folks. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I mean, it's really disturbing where we are right now as a country. And this is the way they get it done. They do it, and they laugh at everybody else for calling attention to it, and the lemmings just play along.
Is it? Again, I'm not a criminologist like you or a guy with decades of experience, but I mean, it, for me, Dan, for me, the FBI, according to a bunch of members of the press, ordering them don't videotape this, don't talk about this, that really, to me, shows the criminal intent of Lynch and Clinton that officially, hey, don't talk about this. I mean, for me, I think that takes it over the edge, and we don't just need some special investigator. I mean, I really think we need grand juries to start looking at indicting Lynch.
Well, I don't know if the elements are there. And you know, listen, this was I don't have enough adjectives to describe how disturbing her behavior in office has been. A bad call? I mean, it's understating this by a factor of 1,000. You had the sitting attorney general of the United States responsible for the oversight of the entire Department of
Justice. Who's being criticized for covering for the Clintons.
Right, right. Meeting with the husband, it's irrelevant that he's a former president. But he's an American citizen, too. He's subject to the same laws you and I are. On a private plane, and as you accurately stated, what they don't want any publicity. They don't want anyone to know. They want like a cloak and dagger type thing going. And nobody finds this even remotely disturbing on the left. You know, Alex, this is serious stuff. And the one thing I've always deeply respected about the conservatarians out there, the good constitutional conservatives and the libertarians, is they have a set of rules and principles. And I'll tell you what, they don't care what you put in front of your name, an R, a D, an L, a G for green. They couldn't give a hoot. All they care about is you violate those principles, they're coming after you too. And they're going to make sure you get out of office. My problem with the far left, not all Democrats, there's a lot of Democrats fed up with this crap too, but with the far left is they don't care, Alex. Come after us, go after the riots.
They're a cult. In fact, the more corruption, I'll never forget MSNBC on a bunch of their shows. We did a compilation video of Carlos Watson and Maddow, all of them going, yes, of course we're going after Christian and veterans and groups. You're racist Tea Parties. You deserve it. I mean, it's totally illegal. It's totally criminal. They just dehumanize us and call us racist, so it's okay to have the IRS persecute everybody. I mean, they're proud of that. It's very, very authoritarian, very brown shirt.
I heard a clip yesterday. It was Christiane Amanpour, they use the accent they use on the show, arguing with a good conservative, Daniel Hannan. And it was from a CNN clip. And it's amazing. After the Brexit, this is to show you how the left works and how they just prosper on division politics and dividing up the country and causing animosity. And she's insisting that there was some anti-Muslim or whatever it is graffiti in Poland. It was like an isolated incident. And she's trying to blame people who don't want the EU, don't want these new foreign bureaucrats overseeing their local economy. She's trying to paint them as a bunch of racists, as if they caused it. You saw the same thing at these Trump rallies. Listen, regardless of your take on Trump, pro, con, or whatever, Trump has the right to say what he wants. It's a free country. We have the right to free speech. You don't incite violence anywhere else. So what does the left do? They go attack people. They're stalking people. They're breaking people's noses. And what's the media take on the left? Oh, yeah, Trump did it. Excuse me? So let me get this straight. People on the right are like, we get it. Not all Muslims are responsible for the behavior of a few terrorists out there. But on the left, the left take is, Trump says something. Every single conservative and libertarian is now responsible for some rhetoric from the Trump
campaign. I know. Even the L.A. Times and the mayor there in Sacramento, when it was men with Mexican flags beating up a white woman, bloodying her, for no reason, and the media was like, well, she deserves it. I mean, it's a new level. You imagine if it was a bunch of gringos beating up a Hispanic lady, there'd be riots nationwide. There should be. I mean, you know, it's out of control, but look at these headlines. Suspected Istanbul attack mastermind was a refugee protected by the EU. It's the same thing every time. Look at this one. Swedish woman, the police are giving them bracelets that tell Muslim men, don't rape me. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier. What is the sickening love affair with the left with Orthodox radical Islam that seems to be taking over? I mean, what is their problem? I don't understand it.
All right. This is important. And you know, your audience is a pretty smart crowd over there. There's a twofold reason for this. And if you don't understand the why, you know, the why matters, folks. The whole thing, this is a useless conversation. You got to understand the why. The Obama administration will not say radical Islam for two reasons. Number one, the terrorism issue does not work for him politically, and Barack Obama is a political person first. Everything else is a distant second, if there at all. He cares purely about politics and tactics. The terrorism issue does not work for him anymore because the Democratic Party is not serious about it. Secondly, they practice division politics. It's all they have out. They don't run campaign signs, vote Barack Obama, vote for a tax hike, vote for the worst recovery from a recession in modern American history, vote for Obamacare so your costs go up and you lose your doctor. That's not their campaign.
They can't say vote for four more years of the giant screw job.
No, they can't. So what do? They get you to vote against the other guy. The exit polls are conclusive on this. Romney beat him in every single category except the one category that matters. Who cares more about people like you? The left is not stupid. The way they get you to
vote. So how do we counter identity politics? How do we counter? Because listen, I know the police aren't perfect. I criticize bad departments and bad people, but it's not. I mean, a 1,000 people get killed a year by the cops. They admit 90%+ of that's legitimate. Maybe it's 100+ innocent people killed a year out of 330 million. That's not our biggest issue. George Soros finances all over the place. Overthrow of governments on an anti-police agenda. Ukraine, other countries, they've actually done it. Egypt was done. Now they're doing that here with hundreds of millions being spent. I know you have your ear to the ground on this, on a true war on police, to blame police for everything. So they stand down. There's crime waves. Then federal control comes in. But I really see it waking the police up, though, to this whole globalist agenda. But what's the inside baseball, Dan Bongino, former senior Secret Service agent, former New York cop? I mean, what's going on with the war on police? Because you talk about a whole divide and conquer strategy. What is that crazy strategy?
Yeah, this is another part. The left, they have this interesting issue with authority. They love authority everywhere else, but when it actually matters, right? They'll regulate the stream in your backyard, literally through the waters of the United States rule. I'm not making that up.
Oh yeah, they can arrest you if you dig a cow pond on your own property.
Yes, I mean, look at the Gibson Guitar Factory for importing a form of wood that didn't meet with this ridiculous act nobody pays attention to. But yet you impose a very basic regulation on a Texas abortion clinic. Like, hey, I got this idea that if you're going to do an abortion and the woman may die, the abortion doctor should at least be able to have admitting privileges to a hospital. No, we don't want that. The war against police is an issue that appeals to a far left radical wing that motivates them to go out to the polls. Alex, it's no more complicated than that. I would love to give you a fancy explanation ideologically.
Take Chicago. The Democrats run it. It's got problems. But since they have blamed the police for everything and done all this, now the crime rate's doubled and tripled. Everything's collapsing. I mean, don't they understand that that's what they're causing?
Of course they understand. You know, what's the famous quote about liberalism? It cares about the world in theory. It's the real world that has a problem with. Alex, these people don't give a hoot about results. Their agenda has always been control.
Fantasyland.
When you get that through your head, all of this makes sense. It's not about economic growth. It's about economic control through heavy taxation and regulations that dictate the market for the left. The same thing about Obamacare. This isn't a failure. This is a resounding success for them.
Bongino.com. Dan, I want to talk some about your book. I want to talk about Trump, the few minutes we have left, and everything else that's happening. But getting back to the whole destabilization program, I mean, I get it. They want to destabilize because they get funding out of the crisis. They get control. They get to pose the saviors and change the subject from all their other failure. But at a certain point, the chickens have to come home to roost. You worked for many years inside the Obama administration, inside others as well. know the dynamic between the Clintons and the Obamas and the different power structures in the Democratic Party, for, you know, your best understanding of it. Are they one big team? Are they? Is there two different sides? Do you think Hillary's invincible? What's the word? I mean, can she do anything? Will she ever get indicted?
I think she will get indicted. I think that's going to happen. I got some pretty good contacts on this, too. But, you know, they're not buddies in the traditional sense. The Obama team and the Clinton team are definitely allies when they need to be. But, Bill Clinton has a big ego, and he doesn't like the fact that Barack Obama has taken the mantle of the far left and become their new hero. So they're definitely not friends in that sense, but they are allies when they need to be to advance an agenda. And that agenda right now is getting Hillary Clinton in the White House to continue the seven-plus disastrous years of Obama. Hey, one quick thing on this. I can show this to you pretty clearly. You know, Bill Clinton, when he spoke for Barack Obama at the convention on his reelection effort, he didn't want to do that. There was a deal cut for that. You know, they had to cut some kind of a deal. And the deal, I think, I didn't hear it with my own ears, but it was reported in a couple different places. The deal was that, you know, Barack Obama would support Hillary Clinton later on. So they're not friends in the traditional sense. They're allies when they need to be.
Well, I hope you're right, because justice needs it. You know, I know a lot of cynical conservatives that go, oh, let Hillary get in. You know, we'll make even more money and have bigger audiences. I could care less about that. I mean, she might completely destroy the country. I don't care if Trump gets in and things get a little bit better and our audience isn't as big. Great. I mean, this isn't about I'm not them. I don't want a big crisis so I can be the savior. I don't want to have the whole society collapse. But I got to tell you, watching Lynch in this earlier Aspen Institute thing that just ended about 2 hours ago. I don't know if you've seen it, but she just says, "Oh, I'm not recusing myself because I'm going to take control of the investigation, and we're going to decide what to do with the FBI's findings." She actually said that.
Yeah, I mean, totally unsurprising. Again, when you're a far leftist and control is your agenda in the end, you don't really care about what the public perception is. But she has power. She's not going to go anywhere. Totally unsurprising.
Sure, but if Nixon's attorney general said, "I'm going to decide," I mean, that'd have been the end right there. That is arrogant.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, conservatives, there were people like, you know, Larry Hogan in Congress at the time who were Republicans who stopped Nixon. But, you know, where were the liberals stopping Obama? The answer is nowhere.
I tell you, it's so incredible. Well, in closing, then, talk about your – usually you don't give us stuff that's with sources and you get blamed for doing that. But you're saying you have pretty good sources. Please elaborate, Mr. Bongino, former Secret Service agent, high level, the good news that you think things are going towards indictment.
Yeah, I do. I've got a couple of friends here that have some decent information on this, and I think the indictment is going to happen. What I'm hearing is the career investigators who are working on this have kind of set an ultimatum, a de facto ultimatum that, hey, listen, here's the deal. This is an open and shut case. You know, you have to run with this. This is it's clear as day. It's black and white. The elements of the crime necessary for prosecution are there. So I'm hearing they're going to recommend indictment. And Lynch said today, I think, to take the heat off her, which I think you saw this morning, that she's going to go with whatever the recommendation is. So she's not going to be able to run from that. I think Hillary.
Well, that's what the press said. Because I've played the clip, and I'm going to play it when we come back from break, but you have to go. If you can stay, I'll play it for you. But the point is, she sits there and she says, "I'm going to take the recommendation. But then I'm going to have senior Justice Department people review it and look at it and see if it's right and whether we're going to go forward." So that, to me, says she's not.
Yeah, there's always a caveat with the left. I know we got to stay on top of them. But I think there was, you know what the problem is, Alex, is there's people like me out there who aren't going to take it anymore, who are just going to go public. And
well, exactly. So isn't that the Trump card or the ace in the hole, is that senior FBI agents and others have said, "We're just going to leak the case"?
Yeah, because, you know, the media doesn't own the information environment anymore, Alex. You got your show, you got social media, you got podcasting, Twitter, Facebook. You know, it's not up to Walter Cronkite anymore to make the story go away. I mean, it's just not going to go anywhere.
Sure.
FBI guys, they'll be on your show 2 weeks after that decision is made not to indict one of them. You know, I mean, that's the way it works now, which is good. Which is disaggregated.
Sure, I never kissed Sean Hannity's butt. He's actually done some bad stuff to me years ago, but I know for a fact from inside Fox, he's been threatening things with the stuff he's doing. And hasn't rolled over. And even the guys like that are willing to buck stuff. I mean, the establishment's got to know that America's not putting up with this anymore. Bongino.com, glad to hear you doing a radio show. Folks can find your book there. Dan, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. That's a great guy right there. Has a lot of courage. Believe me, they really keep a close hold on those folks. We got big news coming up after the break. Big news dealing with COG, continuity of government, stuff like martial law.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, what's interesting here is you say you fully expect to accept the recommendations. One thing people were saying this morning when the news broke was that you were, quote, recusing yourself from having any kind of role in the final determination. Is that the case? Is that what you're saying?
Well, a recusal would mean that I wouldn't even be briefed on what the findings were or what the actions going forward would be. And while I don't have a role in those findings, in coming up with those findings or making those recommendations as to how to go forward, I'll be briefed on it, and I will be accepting their recommendations.
And when you say, again, this must be the journalist in me and the linguist in me, accepting to me means, here, Madam Attorney General, here are our findings, and you completely accept them wholeheartedly and then issue them to the public, or you accept them, look them over, and then make your own determination as to what the final determination will be?
No, the final determination as to how to proceed will be contained within the recommendations and the report in whatever format the team puts it together. That has not been resolved. Whatever report they provide to me, there will be a review of their investigation. There will be a review of what they have found and determined to have happened and occurred, and there will be their determinations as to how they feel that the case should proceed.
And when you say there will be a review, this is, you mean the review will be done by you Once you accept the recommendations and determinations, or you're talking about the process of the review.
I'm talking about the initial process of how this case will be resolved. This case will be resolved by the team that's been working on it from the beginning. Supervisors always review matters. In this case, that review will be career people in the Department of Justice. And also the FBI will review it, up to and including the FBI director. And that will be the finalization of not just the factual findings, but the next steps in this matter.
And I find it interesting, several times now you've made a point of saying career prosecutors, career officials within the Justice Department. Why are you making that very hard distinction, that description?
And I think a lot of the questions that I've gotten over the past several months, frankly, about my role in this investigation and what it would likely be, was a question or a concern about whether someone who was a political appointee would be involved in deciding how to investigate a matter.
They're
or
all political
what something
points.
Meant. Or how should the case proceed going
That's
forward?
Enough. Dr. Group's riding shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour. He wanted to come in because he's got a lot of really interesting military sources from the Global Healing Center over the years, helping veterans. He himself is an Army veteran. And he was telling me on the phone a few days ago about some of the stuff we want to talk about. And I said, yeah, Doc, we've got like all these executive orders. We've got the admission that they're preparing emergency camps for, quote, re-education. That is a Soviet term. That's in the Army manual for resettlement operations. That was in 2010, declassified 2013. I mean, this isn't us making this up. This is Army.mil. You cannot make this stuff up. And so he was talking to his Fort Bragg folks, and we're not going to even get into who, and they were saying, no, we are getting ready for EBT shutdowns. We're getting ready. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they've never really done this. If you want to look at that document, it's FM3-39.40. And they are gearing up for basically societal collapse. Well, look at what's already happening in Europe. Look at the FEMA report we covered on Monday, 395% food price increases. By the way, it's in the middle of Rob Dew's report he did that we never aired that's so important, where it actually has the FEMA official saying, we believe this scenario is going to happen. Because some people are saying, oh, well, the article out of Vice didn't say they thought it was going to happen. Yeah, I actually went to the report, okay, when I shot a video. That's what we show there. Okay, I don't want this stuff to happen. I'm not even saying it's going to happen. They say they believe this is a real problem they face. So we have the clips in the report Rob Dew did on this. So then he got into the fact that he wanted to talk about how the military also said, yeah, we're training to basically take on zombies. And every time we say that, I told people like 2 years before it was mainstream news, they don't get the Army and the Marines to train to just mow down or say the security services there's the document, unclassified. We don't just sit there and just say this stuff, okay? We don't mean literal undead. But the way you dehumanize people that haven't eaten in 10 days, because they don't act like humans, is they call them zombies. There's Pentagon documents lays out battle plan against zombies. And they make a joke because, see, it was freaking the troops out when people were wearing John Deere hats and begging for food and dressed like Americans. So they said, okay, we're going to practice mowing people down now, you know, with the laser tag buzzers that have got green skin. That way it's not racial. That way it's all a big joke, but it's for mowing down crowds of people, okay? Business Insider, if you're a radio listener, I just put that on screen. Because I know I come on air and I say the Pentagon's training to take on zombies. I said that 2 years before it was in the news from our sources. And I said, what do you mean? To the Army guys in this case, and they said, well, it's a PSYOP. Again, zombies aren't people, but we're training to mow down crowds of people. So we just say it's zombies, and then the media is going to say it's a joke later. So this is the anatomy of a PSYOP. Now, the military is not our enemy. They're being trained to do this. This is very, very dangerous. This is very, very serious. It shows that they're getting closer to some big event. Is it massive jihad attacks? Is it breakdowns? Is it depression? Is it war with the Russians? All this stuff's on the front burner now. War with the communist Chinese, saying war is imminent. Japan getting on readiness alerts. The whole world is cascading towards crisis. And so all I'm saying is we should be aware of it. We should tell you why government's digging in, why elites are running to New Zealand, while billionaires are running to other areas like Australia. Because the word is all hell's going to break loose. Now, I'm not the one saying that. I'm the one that told you pretty much first when they were gearing up for it. All I'm saying is we've never seen such movement. Now, the Liberty Movement globally has been trying to block this. We hope that we're able and you're able to somehow stop it, and somehow this horrible plan that's bigger than what the Nazis planned can somehow be stopped, and Hitler won't invade, you know, Austria and Czechoslovakia and Poland and France. But we're kind of the 1940 point now. So all I'm saying is the globalists are engaged in a new kind of war. They're training for martial law, and they've got to go operational, so they're mainlining it now where it's not even classified. Dr. Group, spend some time on this, talking about it with all the rest of the backdrop we're facing. Go through your sources, but no document cams over there because that's handwritten notes from his sources, and then we'll go over some of these news articles that actually show people. Go ahead.
No, well, I got a phone call, and it was kind of disturbing. I mean, the thing is, this has all been right in front of our faces for a long time, and you've been talking about it, we've all been talking about it, but really what it comes down to is this zombie apocalypse. These are government unclassified documents. You can,
the media's been hyping it, the culture's been pre-programming it.
It just seems like more and more is coming out right now, and it's something that we need to be aware of. Basically, what I was told was that they're gearing up for exercises associated with food shortages, and we know that that's coming, and rogue military units. So apparently they're thinking that there might be some military units that might go rogue that they might have to.
The plan's always been to blame the military breaking away from a globalist takeover by saying rogue elements are staging terror attacks to thus demonize any military that breaks away from the globalist takeover.
Right.
So they preemptively stage terror attacks to blame the patriots. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, it's real easy to create what they term zombies is really us with the fluoride in the water. They're dumbing us down.
It's a metaphor. It's a cover story.
Exactly. They're not going to come.
But it's beyond that. Just like the Kingsman movie where they put out a program through the cell phones to make people act violently. That's actually declassified, but they're just testing it at lower levels. That's why the mental illness, all the stuff's exploding. Go ahead.
Right. And you see that the food shortages, which you were talking about earlier, that are happening, the easiest and fastest way to instill martial law.
By the way, it's called Con Plan 8888.
Con Plan 888. It's the government's plan to fend off the zombie apocalypse, to basically fend off our resistance or individual resistance.
Now, they're going to call collapse the zombie apocalypse. It's like what the head CFR guy just came out and said. The leader in war with the average people, and then we're basically scum.
Right. And when you take away water and you take away food from people, you know what happens to them mentally. They become zombies. They start looking for food. They start looking for water. That's very
easy. Within 10 days, 90% become cannibals. Within 15 days, like 98%.
Right, right.
So they are flesh-eating zombies.
So the point of the matter is make sure that you have food and make sure that you have the necessary supplies to protect yourself and protect your family. That's why I'm such a big promoter of the X2 iodine, the winter stuff.
Sure, and we're going to do an open pitch here. We're the InfoWar. We fund ourselves with things we believe in, non-GMO seeds, shortwave radios, the best solar panel units to be prepared. I personally am gearing up the very best storable foods, 20 to 40% off through the Independence Day holiday. We didn't actually have this planned last week when you were going to come in and cover all this, but just all the news kept breaking along the lines, so I decided to do this special. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, you were going to come in and talk about all these leaking reactors they admit that they don't even care now. That's why it's more important than ever to take iodine, so your glands are full of the good halogen, so the bad radioactive halogens can't get in. So that's why it's 20% off through July 4th as well.
Right, and just the other day they had an earthquake off the coast of Fukushima, and they're just now starting to report even more damage from over there. So not only are we dealing with radioactivity everywhere, but we're dealing with the potential of financial collapse, zombie apocalypse.
Society's already breaking down.
They're already seeing UN vehicles now moving across the United States. I've seen people are seeing.
And these aren't old ones. These are the big Hunger Games, you know, big APCs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you have people sending you pictures too. So there is something going on. I mean, somebody sent me a picture.
There's now Abrams painted up with UN.
Right, and somebody sent me a picture of a pipe company that had hundreds of vehicles lined up in the back of this pipe company in the middle of nowhere, military vehicles. So, I mean, there's definitely with FEMA preparing.
I mean, they admit this is they are pre-deploying armored. You know, heavy armor to deal with the people. And the question is, the patriots aren't going to run out and fight anybody. We'll just try to take care of our families. They're going to do something so horrible that they're going to somehow hype people into the belief that we've got to be persecuted.
Yeah, I mean, they could easily just flip a switch and cut off the water supply to every single home. They could flip a switch and cut off the electricity to every home.
And then say we did it.
They can, you know, regulate the food supply. Executive Order 13603 that Obama signed, actually.
Yeah, let's go over the actual documentation here.
That executive order, which was signed, actually states that the government right now can take over all food resources.
Yeah, document cam that for TV viewers.
Yeah, this is the executive.
Just right over there. Just cover your notes, something, and show those.
All right.
Don't want to give any other names out. Go ahead.
So basically, yeah, the executive order 13603, and that basically says that Obama put that into production.
He can suspend the Constitution, Congress, for any reason, including economic.
Take over all food resources, all
form work brigades,
all
forced labor,
all of that stuff. Yes. So not only that, then you also have the what we were talking about earlier was the con plan 888. That actually, if you look at that, is pretty scary. I mean, it's like 300 pages, but it's zombie threats.
This is from army.mil, by the way. You know they're gonna have like 100 newspapers say we just made this up tomorrow.
No, this
they're gonna say that we said zombies are attacking Texas next week. We never said that. We said it's a metaphor for war with the people.
This plan was not actually designed as a joke. That's the first sentence that's on the plan. Members of the USS Trade.com component found out by accident that the hyperbolic involved in writing a zombie survival plan actually provided a very useful and effective plan. And
no, it's by accident.
Summaries, enemy forces. I mean, there's been a lot of thought that's gone into this, and they, you know, define zombies.
How do you sell and get the troops ready to fight the American people? You just, we're going to train to fight zombies.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're going to have hordes of people in populated.
And by the way, the general public, you get a million starving trickly puffs in a town like Austin, Texas, it will be dangerous.
It's going to be dangerous in any highly populated. I mean, most people just think they're sitting around. They're already zombies, basically. They're just sitting around. They're not going to know if the power goes off.
You know, fat people could be a food supply, though.
There's actually modifications and scenarios on people eating other people in there, vegetarian zombies, chicken zombies, all kinds of other stuff in there as well. But
let's go further. You admit, and they've declassified thousands of DARPA patents where they're actually looking at wavelengths, chemicals, and things with that Dr. Begich on that actually turn us into piranha-like zombies.
Right. Nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors and cell phones. One of the things that we're noticing now, actually, is people that are looking at computers and cell phones all the time, those screens do not block the blue light. So what happens is, if you're constantly looking at that, it's going to cause myopia. Kids are starting to come down with myopia and other...
Yeah, brain damage. They're like a zombie-like, a near-dreamlike state. That's mainstream news. Why would they put it out in the Kingsman, where there's a group of billionaires that want to depopulate the Earth, so they're beta testing through the cell phones, sending out a wavelength pattern that makes you go into lower brain, psychotic, crocodile brain response? And then you actually have, 15 years ago, you know, the Baltimore Sun admitting DARPA was testing that in Baltimore. I mean, they're actually through this is that they admit, and then they admit through the new light bulbs they can send data flicker to control you.
Well, they know.
I mean,
now.
You cannot make this up. No. You cannot make this up. I'm not saying this, folks. This is official.
Everything is official. It just goes down to doing your research and pulling up the documents.
Remember Pokemon 20 years ago in the U.S. and Japan? One episode aired. They admitted it was a test. The monster's eyes flash at a certain rate and thousands of convulsions, including some deaths, when folks fell and hit their heads. Now, that's just with old fashion technology. They can make you have convulsions.
Now, right now, they're hiding the cell phone towers and everything. You don't even know where they are. There are so many cell phone towers with the HARP technology. We've really moved.
Homeland Security Administration are setting up all these, quote, secondary ones to spy on us. It's way beyond that.
Right. Yeah. And so all that can be used. You talk about zombies. You can easily manipulate the brain to where someone just walks around like they don't even know what they're doing.
They've already turned the public into that with their smartphones, because it's more than that. They're sending out wavelengths of light that they admit are mesmerizing people. They're hypnotizing you, folks.
It is. It's just like a hypnotic zombie state that they can control you.
And if they get you into it early enough, then that's how they make you more suggestible. That's why some people have no attention span. You can't talk to them. Even if they were people you knew a few years ago that were smart or suddenly like gone because they've been put in a trance. We're under a spell. We're under a spell.
Yeah, it's like we're in the Matrix. We're just under this control. But there's the good news is there's a solution to that. And
the good news is if you're consciously aware of it, it doesn't work.
Exactly. You know, meditation, eating healthy, avoiding all the chemicals and toxins that we talk about on a regular basis in the water supply, the food supply, all of that, taking the supplements that we develop specifically for a counter, you know, counter attack from all of these different angles that are coming in.
It's all I know is Super Male Vitality X2. And Brain Force, it's all changed my life. It's changed my life. I mean, I do have a bulldog cartoon head. I've got about the biggest head you can have. And I've got huge shoulders, and it makes it look like people see me in person. They go, I do have like big shoulders and stuff. And they go, wow, your shoulders don't look that big because your head's so big. But other than that, we got some new photos I took this last week. I've lost so much weight on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to show these on my phone. I keep wanting to show them, but I haven't shown yet. I'm going to just. Keep going, Dr. Griff. You're really breaking some key stuff down. I mean, all I know is your supplements changed my life. Others did a little bit of good, but not as much.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, we're both here to try to just educate as many people as we can and help as many people as we can. And the solution is it doesn't need to be that hard. You just need to be aware, be awake, and understand that you have the power to change and the small little battles you
bottom play, line you filter your water. Bottom line, don't eat GMO. Bottom line, if you're deficient in key elements, you need to get them in your body. And it's just a separate issue. You need to be prepared and self-sufficient. But we're 20-40% off on a whole bunch of stuff at InfoWarsStore.com right now, including the swearable foods.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
All right, if you're a radio listener, you go to InfoWars.com/show, you can see this, but I didn't even mean to do this today. This wasn't even planned. We do have the big special, 20-40% off InfoWars, affordable foods. They're super high quality. We had to stop doing the special a few months ago because the factory couldn't keep up with output. It helps fund our operation, all the things we're doing. But if you're a TV viewer, I'll show you some of these photos from fishing trip with my kids last week. And Buckley and Anthony all went with us, too. But for TV viewers, go ahead and do a document cam shot if you guys can. In there in the control room for me. Now, again, I mean, I've really lost weight compared to a few years ago. But I've gained a ton of muscle. Absolutely a ton. And I'm not even sucking my gut in. One of these I am. I'll show you the one where I am. I'm sucking my gut in a little bit there. So that's more. And that's the gut sucked in a little bit. That's the gut not sucked in. And that is, my head is really that big, folks. That is ridiculous. I mean, it's really clownish. And so that's, and I love these trolls online go, look how fat his chest is. Yeah, that's pure muscle, by the way, folks. But the point is that I never really lost the muscle. I just got fat all over me. Because I used to run 6 miles every other day and, you know, work out a lot. But that's, here's some more photos from TV viewers. We're going to put these out soon compared to what I look like when I weigh 280 pounds. Now, this is like 235 pounds. Some people say, well, how'd you lose 70 or 80 pounds? I mean, I lost a bunch of fat and gained muscle. I mean, I'm the strongest I've ever been. So that's what Super Male Vitality and X2 has done. But remember when you said when you developed X2, we had about 6 months before it came out, and I was taking it, you said get ready for your to tan better, get ready for your skin to get better, get ready for you to have more libido, energy, because it's the good halogen and it helps you produce your regular hormones. And you said, but about 3 weeks in, you might have a toxic event. I did feel bad for about a week. Felt not too bad, but kind of like I had a hangover. And all of a sudden, all this stuff started coming out of my skin. It's kind of gross for a few weeks and other things. And the and when I would sweat, stuff would pour out. And it's just gotten better and better and better. Just the X2 alone has changed my life. Dr. Rip, why is that?
There's so many studies that have been done on iodine over the years. And just recently now.
15 IQ point increases?
Just recently, we talk about the phthalates and we talk about the endocrine disrupting chemicals. But now there's research out that states that iodine helps regulate the estrogen uptake cells, which means that
it's an estrogen blocker.
It blocks estrogen. So probably what was happening with you is you were blocking some of that estrogen. Your endocrine system was coming back into line. That's one of the main problems that we have right now is endocrine disruption everywhere. And the endocrine system is the main system in your body that controls your fat, controls your metabolism, controls your bowels. Besides the fact that we have everybody that's stressed out running around in a sympathetic state all the time.
And by the way, I'm not in competition with other iodine folks. I knew iodine was great. You were recommending it with all these sources that weren't really true iodine would upset my stomach. What you developed is that's why it turns blue on paper, not red. That's what color iodine really is. It is absolutely in the crystalline form, the strongest. You absorb it. So, folks, don't go out to the store and get iodine from, say, one of the big chains. It'll kill you. People are like, iodine, that's dangerous. No, this is real, approved, safe iodine, but still consult your physician. This is the good halogen. But I'm telling you, right. Then I started Supermail on top of it, and then everything, it just all works in synergy, and now that I neurotically take it every day, it just gets better and better.
What are you doing? What's your exercise program? Because I'm sure everybody wants to know how.
I'm actually working out less than I was a year and a half ago. It's kind of spoiled me. I mean, I was working out like an hour and a half some days. I mean, I used to swim across the lake and back when we lived out there. I was fat, but I could, you know, I could swim 2 miles.
So what you're saying is you're not having to devote like 4 or 5 hours a day.
No. I mean, all I would do is just go swim 2 miles or even try to go jog or whatever, or lift weights, but I would just get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I would just, my muscles would just get bigger and I wouldn't lose the fat. Now, I've got more libido than when I was 18, okay? I'm telling you, I mean, it's amazing. InfoWarsLive.com, huge specials running through. We're going to get back to the serious news when we come back, but this is the news. Support our local affiliates, folks. We'll be back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.